Thank you for taking the time to listen. Church Hurt is real. We would like to hear your story to help others who have been abused in church. Only when we speak up, can we begin to heal from the pain. Please send your story confidentially to the email witmin@yahoo.com.
Thank you for tuning into the Walk in Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for an encouraging word from Pastor, Teacher Dr. James Sutton. Let's see what Pastor Sutton has to say to us today.
Good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you're at. This is me, Pastor Jay, with your walk and talk. I'm in the park, beautiful Miller Park in University City, Missouri, my hometown. Shout out to all you city, class 82. What's up with y'all? I'm out here walking. And we're going to have a little talk today. And people ask me, how do I come up with the subjects? It's a culmination of talking with many different people throughout the week. And some stuff is more pertinent. And God allows it to come back to my remembrance. And I just had two pertinent talks with two men of God. And each one let me see something. And for a second, and you know, this is like a rambling talk, but just get the nuggets where you can. Eat the meat, spit out the bones, wherever needed, and we'll go from there. But check out how beautiful this is. Sun, shade, shade. Sun, probably 15 more steps, shade. So this is a beautiful place to walk and take your time and enjoy God's creation. So let's get started. Okay, and I don't have no GoPro. So it's going to be shaky and stuff, but it's more important that you listen to what I say than to hear me. Listen to what I say than to see me. So we're going to talk about grace, legalism, and license. And a lot of people don't understand the nature of grace because they have been told, which is the truth, that they don't work for their salvation. And that is true. There's nothing a dead person can do to receive God. God had to do something for you. And there we have the cross. Now listen to me slowly. He paid your debt of sin on the cross, past, present, and future. And in Romans, it gives us chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 what the death on the cross accomplished. There's no more condemnation. We have peace with God through his blood. We have gained access by grace. 3:23 is a culmination of we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us what we have in Christ Jesus as the body, as the mystery, as the church. And Ephesians chapter 2 begins off what we left behind as being dead. Okay, now, follow me closely. Grace is truly, and I'm going to use a little acronym, God reward at Christ's expense. And what do I mean by that? I mean, God, in his infinite wisdom, sent down his son, who was a substance to represent every ritual, including the temple itself, in Judaism, to be the substance for the salvation, not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. The Abrahamic promise that he kept, that through the seed, all nations shall be blessed. So the work was done by Christ so that he can forgive sins and give you grace. Now, what did the law do? The law pointed out the fact that you could not accomplish it. Read the Beatitudes. What God is, Jesus is telling them, what is expected of them. But it was pre-cross. pre-cross. And most of that stuff is so unbelievable, because he's saying being poor, being hungry, being willing to be humiliated is the badge of honor to which we wear, and that we should rejoice in the fact, and I'm talking about Luke's version, chapter 6, we should rejoice in the fact that we're being persecuted and maligned by those religious leaders who believe that they represent the law in its entirety. But there's only one problem. What he gives us to do can't be done pre-cross. And it really can't be done by us, because the law only points out the fact that we can't do it. But on post-cross, where the sin debt has been paid, we begin to learn a doctrine of grace. Now watch this. If there's no more condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus, and God has given us this by grace, this status, this state, and you notice where his position is in Christ Jesus, the problem is never our behavioral change from the outside in, like the law, like people believe the law was supposed to do, which it couldn't. It's an inside out job by grace and love. What I'm trying to say is the grace that is afforded to you is confined in the cross that was given to you and the sin debt being paid, that would allow you to have a changed heart, a renewed mind, that you love what he has done for you so much that you actually start believing that you're not under condemnation. Think how beautiful it is. I am not under condemnation because I don't do or I do do. That's crazy. I do do. It's done. And our problem is we don't feel it. We don't believe we have peace with God because all hell is still breaking through in our life. And 9 times out of 10, it's the natural consequences of reaping and sowing. You getting saved does not necessarily remove the consequences of reaping and sowing. What grace does is allow you to know that you have peace with God, know that your sins have been forgiven, know that there's no more condemnation, know that there's nothing that separates you from the love of God, not because some external thing said so, because the Holy Spirit through his word that's being taught to you in the doctrine tells you that, and it supersedes your feelings. Imagine how free that is to have your feelings superseded by the word of God. Think about that for a minute. Think about that. Have your feelings superseded by the word of God. Yep. That's where you are. That's what's going on. So here we have it. Here we have a situation where it's what I believe and how deep is my belief in what was given to me at the cross. Yep. That's why Paul said, I preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you will spend the rest of your life unpacking the power of that grace that was given to you legally by him paying the sin debt that you could not pay. Yep. So the problem is not, did it work? The problem is not, will it work? But the problem is, do you believe that it works in spite of how you feel at any given moment? If all of your works are like filthy rags, as the Bible says, and we all fall short of glory of God daily, what do we lean on? Well, we don't lean on our works, We lean on his grace. We lean on what he said about us, that there is no more condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. That's what we lean on. We don't lean on what we do. We don't lean on what we may do. We dive straight in to the inside heart change of what the Holy Spirit is doing in each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit is in every saint of God. And by the grace of God, we are being sanctified by that Holy Spirit through the Word of God every day. And think about what John said. The reason why they are condemned is not by what they do. The reason why they're condemned is because they don't believe. What do they don't believe in? The risen Savior. They don't believe that what happened at Calvary has worked. They don't believe that they can walk in the power of the resurrection. They don't believe that. What they believe is that because there's some outside forces trying to control them with religion and still condemn them, malign them, make them feel guilty, and then tell them that they need to forgive themselves. Nope. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach us to forgive ourselves, because the gift of forgiveness is always supposed to be extended outward from the saint who knows that they love much because they've been forgiven much. So it's based upon our grasping the love of God in grace by faith that changes us, that will change that external behavior that may not show that you're a child of God. So we always look inside and ask ourselves, examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. We always look inside to remove the lack of faith from ourselves before we try to remove the thing from our brothers and sisters' eyes that may not be as bad, but human nature causes us to make our sin look like a toothpick and their struggle look like a log. Am I talking to somebody? And that's why grace is so awesome, because it works when you start believing in what the scripture says about what God has done. You, Philippians, you can consider people more significant than yourself when you realize God considered you more significant than what other people said about you. That covers the beatitude, because what you're basing your love and change upon is you realize how much mercy has been given to you and grace has been continually poured into you, that the abundance of it is immeasurable, that it will never ever fade, and you begin to walk in step by step that grace. You begin to trust in what he said about you. You're not worried about what they say. You know what he said. And yes, you may look at some of the things I used to do, and I might be still doing them, but God has promised in his word that he will complete the work that he started in you. And that's by the power of grace. And that's through you understanding it by faith. So that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. So no matter what it looked like, I am still in Christ Jesus. I am going through the sanctification process. And if the sanctification process, if this is my starting point, right here I am right now, I'm gonna stop. And then I'm gonna turn the camera around. And that's where I need to go. And heaven's that way. As I take the step and I fall short, but I'm getting closer. What covers me between here and there, out yonder, grace? Well, I keep walking because I'm trusting in what God has said about me and for me, and he's working his word through me, and I begin to understand that there's no more condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. And I believe he died for my sins, and not I'm getting forgiven, I am forgiven. So I start believing because of his blood and my belief and trust in that. Oh, here come a hiccup. Oh, something is stopping me. Someone, something, anything is stopping me. Some sin that I'm still dealing with, that I'm suffering through, that I will endure. Oh, I can get back up and say, you know what? He said that I have peace with God through his blood and that I can come boldly before the throne of grace. And I have obtained this righteousness, not a righteousness of my own, but an imputed righteousness that he gave me at the cross legally, that can't nobody take away from me, that nobody can take me out of his hands. And I start walking again. Trusting in what he did. What do you think? Jesus gave his son so you can be worried, which is a sin, about walking by faith. God don't have to tell you nothing else. You don't need another sign, a symbol, when the substance has come. And see, it kills me when the saints of God run back to the Old Testament and say, I'm waiting for a sign like Joshua, Jeremiah, and the rest of them. And you run to Jeremiah 29:11, and you take upon that promise to Israel. But also, are you willing to take on the punishment that brought about the promise? Did you hang up? Are you willing to not believe the false prophet in Jeremiah 28 and to tell them that they were not going to go into captivity, that everything's going to come back in 2 years, and that basically Jeremiah was lying? He never come out and said it, but he was contradicting what God had told Jeremiah. And Jeremiah walking around with a wooden yoke on his neck. So now you got to take some steps backwards. Because now I'm listening to a false prophet lie to me. Because I can't get to Jeremiah 29:11 without going through Jeremiah 28. And then what happens? God, the false prophet, breaks the wooden yoke of the spectacle of the demonstration of Jeremiah walking around with a yoke on his neck and says it's broken. And Jeremiah in his flesh, and I can't blame him. Thank you for taking that yoke that God put on me off. And thank you for breaking it. But the only problem is, you can't break a yoke that God puts on you till God wants to remove it from you. I don't care how many times you run to the altar. I don't care how many times you tithe. I don't care what you do. Until God wants to remove that thing, his grace has to be sufficient. See, that's what they didn't know that Paul understood. The mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory that can endure the yoke of endurance through the testing of your faith. Jesus. So you keep walking. You keep walking. And Lord, look where I came from. And I still got some far to go. But guess what? Even though I come this far, I still got to walk the rest out by grace. So I'm right at the finish line. Right at this finish line. I'm right at the finish line. And I'm about to cross the finish line. And my time is up. And I cross over into glory. And I'm 2 steps away. And guess what? I'm still 2 steps away of needing grace to take me to the other side. I want to free some of y'all from your religiosity. I want y'all to understand, Paul said it plainly. If you don't have love, you don't have anything. And love is wrapped up in grace. Because guess what? The grace of God, taught correctly, as the inside out doctrine don't change, that will change your mind, renew your mind, and change your heart, and make you the new creature, new creation. If you really believe that, you start walking in it. You don't have to fake it till you make it, because there's no faking God. All you have to do is believe in what he said is true. The problem with the Israelites, it says, I forget what part of the Bible says, they didn't obtain, it was in Romans chapter 9, I think, or 10. It says they didn't obtain righteousness because they didn't do it by faith. They tried to legalize it. And then here comes the Pharisees that felt it was their need to protect God and his standards. And it's come to find out they doing the same thing that everybody else doing, but they doing it from behind the cloak of the robe. And that's why he says, you guys are like whitewashed tombs. That's why John the Baptist called them serpents. Who's running from hell? Who told you that you can run from this? But, saint of God, I'm going to finish with this. I want you to understand, you are who God says you are in Christ Jesus. Not outside, not in a ritual, not in a denomination. You are free. And being that you're free, if you're taught correctly, you will begin to make better decisions that will exhibit your appreciation of the grace that was given to you. So you think about that. This is your Walk and Talk with Pastor Jay, founder and senior pastor of Walk and Truth Christian Fellowship Church. You can find us at Walk and Truth Radio Network, every podcast, station, platform, Walk and Truth Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook, and walk_intruth on Instagram. So, and you can do it a simple way of hitting hashtag DRJCS2, and that'll pull up everything that we do, and you can listen on your favorite platform of choice. So I want you to have a blessed day, and I want you to walk in the grace that God has given you, and I want you to start believing that there is no more condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, and through his blood, you have gained this peace, and that you have access by grace to the throne of grace, that you come boldly before the throne of grace, and you can walk humble with all men, and that you can walk in the power of the resurrection. I'll talk to you later. Peace.